Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the intricate ways of conveying information as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 135 written by Kadap Pillayar. The verse is set in the coastal landscape of Nadal regions and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. தூங்கல் ஓலை ஓங்குமடர் பெண்ணை மா அறை புதைத்த மணல் மலி முன்றில் வரையாத்தாரம் வருவிருந்து அயரும் தன்குடி வாழ்னர் அம்குடி சீரூர் இனிது மன்றம்மதானே பனிப்படு பல்சுரம் முழந்த நல்கூர் பரிய முழங்குத்திரை புதுமணல் அழுந்த கொட்கும் வாழ்வுளை பொழிந்த புறவித்தேரோர் நம்முடு நகா உங்கே. In what seems a relaxed note, the verse opens with the word Thungal, which sounds rather close to Thookam or sleep. However, this word was employed in the meaning of hanging then. Pennai tells us we are right on the shore, talking about those tall palm trees. The sounds and sights of the seashore are further etched in our minds by references to Pudaitha Manal, meaning buried sand, and Pudumanal, meaning new sands. Virindu talks about a feast, and Chiru tells us the location is a little village. A horse with a shiny white mane makes its appearance with the words Vaal Ulai Puravi. What could be the connecting thread between a shore, a tree, a feast and a horse? Let's journey on to find out more. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. When the man is delayed in trysting with the lady, changes appear in her, which make her parents worry. One day, the man arrives by their house to meet with the lady. Observing him there and making sure that he is in earshot, the confidant tells the lady, "In front of the tall palm trees with long hanging fronds, whose dark trunks are buried in the abundant sand, they spread a limitless feast to guests who arrive there. Such was the nature of those living in cool homes in the little village by the sea. Indeed, life in our village was pleasant, but that was before your man met you and shared together times. Your man is the lord on a chariot pulled by a beautiful horse with a shiny white mane, which after traversing paths moistened by dew is unable to move because of the peaking pain and finds its legs buried in the new sands of the roaring seas." With these words, the confidant conveys news to the man that the village is abuzz with rumors and also that the lady has been confined to the house. How does the confidant manage to convey all that with just a few words? Coming to think of it, these days, even when something is said directly and in detail, people seem to have trouble understanding it, for so short is their attention span. And here, the confidant takes a roundabout way to convey all that information. Let's expand our 21st century minds by understanding these methods 2000 years ago. The first image brought before our eyes is that of a tall palm tree with hanging leaves. So abundant is the sand that the trunk of the tree is said to be buried within. Right here, a feast is being set. Countless items are being prepared and served to the guests who traverse by through that village. Such generosity of spirit seemed to be the nature of those village folk. The confidant declares that so sweet and joyous was life in their village. Then she adds, "But that was then." "Why, what changed, we want to ask?" She replies that the happy state of affairs was before the man and lady met and fell in love, implying that now rumors and gossip about their relationship is spreading in the town, making us see the unpleasant side of the village folks' nature. She then describes the man as one with a chariot pulled by a white-maned horse. She talks about the weakened horse wallowing in the fresh wet sands in the shore, unable to extricate itself. Here's a striking image of a horse struggling in the sand, unable to move. This is a metaphor for the lady being confined to the house by her parents, who are worried for the changes in the lady and are unaware of her relationship with the man. With that bold brush stroke, the confidant paints a stark future to the man where meeting with the lady will be impossible. Should the man give up and leave? No, the confidant will not let that happen. She pulls him in with that image of a feast being spread. She reminds the man that the lady too would be desirous of a life with him, where she has the honor of serving guests in their home. By bringing forth these images, the confidant is nudging the man in the direction of a happy married life with the lady. A walk by the shore, with scenes of a feast on one hand and a horse struggling in the sand on the other, paints the wishes and dreams of that lady in love. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.